Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about protecting yourself from mosquitoes.
And another pest we deal with, mosquitoes.
Yes, yes. And the Iowa Department of Public Health this year has a Fight the Bite slogan. And I think it's a good one to really try to, again, preventing yourself from getting bitten by a mosquito is the best way to prevent West Nile virus. We're also, this is perfect timing to be talking about West Nile virus. Iowa, we have seen some cases in Iowa. Last year was the record number of cases of West Nile virus. 104 cases last year, the highest in 15 years that the Iowa Department of Public Health worked on. But so far, we've already had 45 cases of West Nile virus, so we're right in the season.
And if people are going to go outside for a ball game or to walk their dog, what should they do ahead of time to avoid getting bit by a mosquito?
Right. You can use insect repellent, again, long-sleeved tops and clothing, and light-colored tops. There's some evidence that dark reds and dark blues, dark colors might attract mosquitoes more. So trying to wear a light-colored outfit. And trying to be really aware that during the dusk hours and dawn, that's when they really bite. And so if you don't have to be out during those hours, just try to avoid those hours. But some people, you know, you do have to be out in those hours, and then to cover your body and use an insect repellent as well.
And are there certain kinds of insect repellent or ingredients people should look for?
There are different products that are out there, and DEET is one of them. There are clothing lines are now having protectants on them. Some have certain recommendations. I think the CDC does recommend not to put any of these products on a baby younger than 2 months old, but then you really need to follow those label directions because there are certain specific directions for children and around the eyes and mouth as well. Not applying it around the eyes and mouth or being extremely careful, not letting children apply it to themselves around their eyes and mouth.
Yeah, you don't want to inhale it.
Right, right.
And mosquitoes can carry different viruses.
That's right. West Nile virus is the one we typically think of here. Zika virus in other parts of the world. Yeah, and most people, when they get West Nile virus, they may not even know they had it. The symptoms are mild. 80% of the people that were bit by a mosquito that had it didn't even know about it. But some people, that the other percentage, it's rare, but a person could even get encephalitis or meningitis from West Nile virus. So it can be serious.
And what symptoms should people watch for, and then at what point should they see a doctor?
Right. Symptoms for when it's becoming more serious, a more serious illness, would be a fever, stiff neck, difficulty concentrating or confusion, and headache. But otherwise, people, again, West Nile virus is general symptoms. You might think you're just fighting a virus or a cold, achiness, you feel a little off, muscle aches, maybe a low-grade fever, and then you recuperate just fine. You don't need any treatment, and it's possible it could have been West Nile virus.
And we've had a lot of rain, a lot of water this year, and that's something that
yes.
is nice for mosquitoes, but not good for us.
That's an excellent point. That's one of the most important things you can do around your house to help prevent your mosquitoes breeding. Changing water in your bird bath every couple days. I know a lot of my flower containers have a lot of standing water in the dishes and even in the containers. And to get that water out of there, that's a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. Baby pools, they should be emptied out or tipped over, not let the water stand in there, or water changed. A person, you know, dog water bowls, a person just doesn't even think about how many places there are water outside.
There's right,
water
I remember outside. One that we always had to do growing up was our tire swing.
Oh, yes. That's a good point. So trying to empty that water out, especially, like you say, we've had so much rain, such a rainy season.
So preventative measures to avoid mosquitoes and ticks, but seek help if you need to.
Right, absolutely, because both of these can cause serious illness.
Both are prevalent in Iowa, both bugs.
Right, and this time of season, so fight the bite if you can.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher talking about protecting yourself from mosquitoes. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.